As promised, we're joined right now by the head basketball coach at Arizona State, a two-time NCAA champion as a player at Duke, the 1992 NCAA Final Four Most Outstanding Player, an All-American. He's in his third season as head coach at Arizona State. They're 7-0 for the first time since 1980-81. They're number 16. They've got St. John's in Los Angeles on Friday night. We are joined by Arizona State coach Bobby Hurley. Bobby, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Great, Jim. How you doing, man?
Bobby, I'm great. You guys are doing so well. Why don't you get me caught up? You're 7-0. Earlier this season, the team entered the AP, Bobby, top 25. For the first time since 09, you're up to number 16. I know it's early December. I know nobody gets trophies for where they're ranked in December. Yeah. But what has this season been like for you so far?
Well, I mean, it started in the summer. I thought the guys made a great commitment, to get better and improving, in the off season. And we took a foreign trip. We were in Europe. We went to Rome and Barcelona, and just had some additional practice time in July, and I thought that was beneficial. And then, we played well there. We were undefeated in the three games, and won fairly convincingly in all the games. So I think that gave us confidence. And I'm just blessed to have a great core of seniors. They're now in college basketball. Everyone talks about the freshmen and how the impact that they have, but my three senior guards, Shannon Evans, who came with me from Buffalo and has had great success here in the Pac-12, and Trey Holder is playing as good as any guard in the country right now as a senior, and then Cody Justice also. So those three guys have really been the difference for us early right now.
Bobby Hurley joining us. You can't say enough about having senior leadership in the backcourt. You mentioned Trey Holder. He had a monster performance against Xavier. He had 40 points, but he seemed to be more interested, Bobby, in the trophy than his stats. He said, quote, "I have never won at any level of my career. I think I had 1 year in high school when we were over 500, but other than that, we weren't that good. It's cool to see what we've done so far." So what's it like to see guys like Holder, who haven't won a lot, starting to get that taste of winning?
Well, it's been a process for Trey, and he's gotten better every year. He's added things to his game each year, and he's made more of a commitment to the defensive end of the floor this year for us, which is paying dividends. And he's rebounding for a guy that's under 6 feet tall. He's averaging five rebounds a game, and so just playing an all-around game for us. We talk a lot about winning. My point guards, I start three point guards. Shannon Evans and Cody Justice are also point guards that are playing different positions. But, we talk about that position in particular, and basically, like a quarterback in football, you're judged on winning, not statistics. So I'm glad they're embracing that and just excited for what we've been able to do so far.
Arizona State head coach Bobby Hurley, my guest. You mentioned Shannon Evans. He's one of the senior guards, and he recently said, quote, "We've had a lot of dark days here, but I feel like guys worked hard even when we were going through it. Now I feel like our work is getting a little light, getting a little line or a little sunshine." He's referenced you, Bobby, as his best friend. The two of you go way, way back. How would you describe your relationship with Evans?
Well, he was, Jim, my first year as a head coach at Buffalo. He was my first recruit. He was a freshman my first year as a head coach, and I've grown and developed with him and kind of followed his heart. It's taken me good places. As a coach, the guy is 6 feet tall and had one scholarship, out of high school to Buffalo, and just plays with a tremendous chip on his shoulder, and has gotten better every year, has surpassed so many guys, so many guys that were rated ahead of him in these rankings and whatnot. And he doesn't care about any of that, and just a fierce competitor. And, we've really connected, which you hope to do with the players you coach. And it's going to be difficult when he's gone, because I've had him every year. I've been a head coach.
Bobby, we've talked about a couple of guys that were 6 feet or shorter. The truth is, a lot of success on this team. You've had a lot of success, and with just seven scholarship players and a roster, frankly, that really isn't tall. In fact, it's one of the shortest in big-time basketball. So how exactly are you pulling this off?
Well, I think it's, we're getting the most out of what we have right now, and there's help coming here shortly. We have Mickey Mitchell, 6'7", 225 transfer from Ohio State that's eligible Sunday for our Kansas game. He was a mid-year transfer. And then Kamani Lawrence was a top 50 player in the United States, 6'7", 215, and long, great wingspan, good all-around player. He unfortunately had a stress fracture in his foot the day before our first game. He probably would have been a starter for us. So we're getting these guys back this month and the next couple of weeks, and you know, will certainly give us an injection of size and you know, better rebounding and defense. But you know, even a guy like Remy Martin, another LA guy, you know, Sierra Canyon High School, hasn't played like a freshman. He's come in and played so poised against Xavier, at 13 points against them, and coming off the bench, providing a great spark. And he's another small point guard and applies tremendous ball pressure on the defensive end. And you know, so he's really helped. And Romello White sat out last year. He was a highly regarded player. And, you know, good size and could really finish around the basket. Last year, we had a hard time getting a rebound or finishing anything with our front court. We're getting a lot more contributions from Romello White and Daquan Lake.
Bobby Hurley joining me for a few more moments. You know, I want to be sure, Bobby, I'm clear about this. When talking about Xavier, you had a 16-point win over Xavier in the championship game of the Las Vegas Invitational. Let's not forget, they were number 15 in the country at the time. They went to the Elite Eight last year. They're expected to be great again this year. And now you're 7-0, as I mentioned, for the first time since 1980. You're ranked number 16 overall. Bobby, when you first got to Arizona State, the thought was it's going to take a little while to get this thing turned around, and maybe you were looking towards building towards something special next season, but you are in the top 25. Are you running ahead of everybody else's schedule, or maybe are you right on your own schedule?
I mean, it was hard to gauge, and you want it to happen right away, and you're a competitor, but it just doesn't work that way. Just watching the Pac-12, seeing what UCLA had in Oregon and Arizona, and you know, from a talent standpoint, just USC, just knew you had to continue to get better, and it's going to take more time. And just proud of how our players have developed in the program, and the seniors especially, Trey Holder, Cody Justice, Shannon Evans. I got some NBA guys. I think Shannon and Trey are both, you know, gonna get looks in the NBA, and Cody will at some point as well. So, you know, that's what you need at this level. And you know, our practices, Jim, are fierce. You know, we have a really strong second unit. We got a couple of guys sitting out, transfers. So the future is, you know, we're really stocked, even moving forward. So, you know, our second unit, you know, would push our first unit on most days. So it's exciting, you know, just what we're building, you know, long term.
All right, so one more thing. You're locked in. You're dialed in. But when you step away from the court for a moment, you said that you sometimes like to watch cooking shows. Bobby, who are the chefs that you watch, and what do you like about them?
Well, I mean, I watch Ramsey and just see, you know, how, again, he's high energy, and he could flip out at times like myself. So I see some similarities there in both our respective fields. And, you know, but I just like the competition of it, and I might pick up something that I could do. I'm primarily a grill man, you know, but, you know, it gives me a chance just to disconnect from the craziness of my life and all the different things that are happening. You could just kind of focus on something else. And I do like the horses too, Jim. I'm from a distance now, but I know that we share that same thing in common, that we like the ponies.
Yeah, no, we do. I like to watch the chefs, but I've got no ability and no skills there, Bobby, so that's not going to work. As far as the ponies go, I don't need to tell you this, Bobby. It's a humbling game. You know, I had that great, great run, and we're trying to stay in it, trying to grind it out, but it is a really humbling game, isn't it?
It is. There's more disappointment than there are great moments, and you cherish the great moments. You know, when I had Song and a Prayer, it was a phenomenal run that we had, and great job by my trainer John Dowd, and it was just an enjoyable, you know, break for me from basketball. But you know, I followed the sire lines, and Unbridled Song was Song and a Prayer's daddy, and now I see Arrogate, the great horse from the West Coast, was another son of Unbridled Song. So I still follow, you know, the game, and from a distance, it's enjoyable.
You know, you had a big-time horse in Song and a Prayer. I think, Bobby, you can speak to this, because when I try and talk to horse people, they always try to talk in analogies. They want to make comparisons to get lay people to understand. But you're a former athlete at the highest level, so I think you can respond to this or help me relate to this. Am I out of line? Like, when you have a great equine athlete, do you look at that great athlete and think about any of the other great athletes that you ran with or played against, or are we just talking about a horse? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I just think that being around that horse, and he wasn't by any means the top horse of his generation or his class or whatever, but he just exuded so much presence and dominance around him. He just kind of walked around like he knew he was a bad boy, you know, and just had so much class that he exuded, you know, that you could tell that he felt like a lot of the high level athletes that you played against or played with, that they know they're really good at what they do.
That's what it is. That's what I'm getting. I'm glad that you answered it that way, and I thought that you might, because even like when we own shared belief, let me tell you, I may not have played the game, but I've been around the game and been around enough athletes, Bobby. The great ones know it. The alphas know it. And when they walk into whatever their arena is, they expect to win and dominate. And horses are no different. They know they're special. The special ones know that they're special.
Yeah, and there's this one, even Song of Grass, such an intelligence. He liked the peppermint candies. So when our trainer would go into his office, he'd pop his head out and start looking because he expected to get his treat, you know. And it was just, he had so much intelligence too, which I didn't really notice from some of the others in the barn. So it was a different situation.
Bobby Hurley, my guest, and you've got Arizona State. They've got a big one coming up on Friday night here in Los Angeles. They've got St. John's Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Bobby, it's great to get caught up. Great talking Arizona basketball with you, and I know we'll do it again before the end of the year. Thanks so much.
Very good. Thanks, Jim. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bobby. Great job. Bobby Hurley. And he is ahead of schedule. He might not say that, but he is ahead of schedule. And what he's doing it, or who he's doing it with, is amazing. But you can never have enough senior leadership because guys just don't stay. And especially in the backcourt. He's got three senior guards in his backcourt. And that's going to give him a tremendous edge. They are not big. They're not tall. But they play extremely hard. And their win over Xavier was really impressive.